Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Joshua 3, 5 to 11. Joshua chapter 3, the verses 5 to 11. Joshua told the people, "Consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you." Joshua said to the priests, "Take up the Ark of the Covenant and pass on ahead of the people." So they took it up and went ahead of them. And the Lord said to Joshua, "Today I will begin to exalt you in the eyes of all Israel, so they may know that I am with you, as I was with Moses. Tell the priests who carry the Ark of the Covenant, when you reach the edge of the Jordan's waters, go and stand in the river." Joshua said to the Israelites, "Come here and listen to the words of the Lord your God. This is how you will know that the living God is among you, and that he will certainly drive out before you the Canaanites, Hittites, Hivites, Perizzites, Girgashites, Amorites, and Jebusites. See, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth will go into the Jordan ahead of you." My theme for reflection is standing at the water's edge. Standing at the water's edge. Most of us know that uneasy feeling of standing at the edge of something new. Whether it is a new job, a new responsibility, or a difficult decision, and wondering whether we are truly ready. Joshua 3, 5 to 11 captures precisely that moment. Israel stands before the Jordan River, swollen and dangerous, with a new leader at the helm and an unknown future ahead. The problem is not merely geographical, it is spiritual. Can a people shaped by wandering trust God enough to move forward? Can Joshua, stepping into Moses' shadow, lead them with courage? The text opens with an unexpected command. "Consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you." Before the river parts, before the miracle unfolds, the people are called to prepare their hearts. Fear is not denied. It is addressed by invitation into holiness. Joshua does not begin with strategy or strength, but with attentiveness to God. The anxiety of leadership and the threat of powerful enemies are answered not by human confidence, but by divine presence. At the center of the narrative stands the Ark of the Covenant, carried by the priests into the river. This is no magic object, but a visible sign that the living God is among you. The resolution to Israel's fear is not the removal of danger, but the assurance of accompaniment. The waters do not recede until the priest's feet touch the edge. Faith here is not passive belief. It is embodied trust. God acts, but the people must step forward. This crossing deliberately echoes earlier moments in Israel's history. Just as the Red Sea opened under Moses, so the Jordan yields under Joshua. The God who once made a way through chaos continues to do so. Psalm 114 captures this memory poetically. The sea looked and fled, Jordan turned back. These are not isolated wonders, but signs of a consistent character. God creates pathways where none seem possible. Joshua's call still echoes at life's thresholds. "Consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you." This passage reminds us that fear and faith often walk side by side when we stand on the edge of change. The African theologian and philosopher John Beattie famously wrote, "I am because we are, and since we are, therefore I am. Faith in this sense is never a solitary act of heroism. It is a trust learned and sustained within the memory of God's faithfulness to a people. Joshua does not deny anxiety, nor does he glorify courage for its own sake. He steadies the people by rooting them in God's promise. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. Confidence then grows not from self-reliance, but from belonging to a story where God has been faithful before. For Christian people today, Joshua 3 speaks powerfully into seasons of transition, personal, communal, and global. We too stand before rivers that feel impassable, broken relationships, uncertain futures, divided societies, and weary churches. The call remains unchanged. Consecrate yourselves. Create space for God. Dare to believe that obedience often comes before clarity. The stones later raised as memorials teach us that faith must be remembered and retooled, especially when fear tempts us to forget how far God has already brought us. The crossing of the Jordan also carries a sacramental depth. Like baptismal waters, it marks a movement from an old identity into a new vocation. The people emerge not simply on new ground, but with renewed trust. The living God goes ahead of them and ahead of us, transforming fear into hope and hesitation into faithful movement. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where am I standing at the edge of something new, and what fears am I carrying with me? Number two, what would it mean for me to consecrate myself before taking the next step? And now, our practical exercise for the day. Identify one situation you have been avoiding out of fear. Pray deliberately over it, then take one small, faithful step forward, trusting God's presence rather than your own certainty. Faithful God, when we stand before daunting waters, remind us that you go before us. Consecrate our hearts, steady our steps, and teach us to trust your presence more than our fears. As you made a way for your people long ago, make a way for us today, that we may walk in courage, obedience, and hope. Through Jesus Christ, our living Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.